Good morning. Some better than others. Yep. How's everybody today?
Good.
Everybody good? Nobody's been sick?
No.
That's good, because I was sick last week. Remember, I hardly had any voice at all. Don't have a whole lot more this week. It left completely Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It was real fun at work, but that's beside the point. Now Steve's got it, so he's not here today, so we have to pray for Steve this morning, don't we? Because he's kind of sick. And when you're sick, you need a doctor, don't you? We have been to more doctors, I got to tell you. This doctor business is pathetic. We try to make doctor's appointments. We got the primary care. We got the specialist. We got the tests. We got the therapist. And then you get sick and get a cold and need just plain old doctor. And you know what? Not a single one of them will come to the house. I just don't understand that.
We need chickens. Yeah,
good.
Chickens.
That's right. Yeah. See, for you guys that don't understand that, because everybody else laughed, when I was your age, when I was a little girl, we actually had doctors that you could call up, and they would bring this little black bag, and they would come to your house. And you wouldn't have to, you know, get all dressed up because you don't feel good, you know. You don't have to go out of the house. They'd come to you. They'd check you out, tell you what was wrong, give you some pills, and off they go. You trade them for a chicken. That's right. You give them a chicken, and they give you pills, and you make you feel better. Everything is good.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Yes.
I didn't fear you would.
These chickens are better.
I didn't fear you'd get it.
Give them one of the neighbor's chickens.
But, good neighbor. Okay, boys, enough. Okay. But, see, what I'm saying is, when you were sick, the doctor would come to you. You wouldn't have to go to the doctor. You ever had a doctor come to you?
No.
Nope. But you go to the doctor sometimes, huh?
I went to the doctor to get 5 shots, 2 here,
yep.
2 here, and then my leg.
There you go. See, but you had to go to them. They wouldn't come to you. But there's some stories in the Bible that kind of reflect that same kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you one of them today, because you know how we've been studying the disciples?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, today we're going to talk about Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector. He was greedy. You know what that is, right? We've talked about that. He liked money. And Matthew was collecting his taxes, sitting out there collecting his money, taking more money than he was supposed to.
Until
Jesus came along. And Jesus came along and said to Matthew, "Get up from your table and come be one of my disciples." And Matthew did. Matthew got up, changed his whole life, and followed Jesus. But at the same time, Matthew had a lot of friends that were tax collectors. Same thing that he always did. People that didn't know Jesus well. So Jesus told Matthew, "I'm going to come have dinner with you." And Matthew invited all his friends, all these people that didn't know Jesus. And they all went to dinner, and Jesus was there at Matthew's house having dinner with him. Probably had chicken. Yeah. They probably had chicken.
Mm-hmm. Did you have chicken?
Yeah. I know. And in our story, Jesus had dinner with Matthew and all of his friends. But Matthew's friends didn't know Jesus. So in the story, it tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verses 12... just before 12, it talks about Matthew and Jesus getting together. And then in 12, it says, the Pharisees,
what are Pharisees
were indignant. They were the leaders. They were the leaders of the people. They didn't understand why Jesus would sit down and have a meal with all these tax collectors and sinners. And they called them scum. See? The Pharisees didn't understand that. He said, "Why does your teacher eat with all these sinners and tax collectors and scum?" And Jesus heard him, and he said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. If I hadn't had this cold, I wouldn't have needed a doctor, see? Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do." And he said to him, "I have come to call the sinners, not those who think they are already good enough, not those who are healthy. I have come to call the sinners." And Jesus went to where the sinners were. And he talked to them, and he told them about the good news of God. And he brought them to understand. He didn't just sit in one place and wait for the sinners to come to him. That would have been pretty easy, wouldn't it? Just sit down, wait around, sooner or later, sinner across your path, tell them about it, about God. But Jesus went to where they were. Jesus met them in their place, where they lived, where they worked, and he told them the good news, and he brought them to God. And that is what Jesus asks of us. That is what God asks of us every day. That we go out. We go to where people don't know him and tell others about Jesus and bring them to understand God too.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that sometimes it's so easy just to sit in our place and wait for the sinners to come to us so that we can tell someone about you. But Lord, we know that you ask us to go out into the field, go out to where the sinners are, to find the people that don't know you and to tell others about you. And Lord, we ask you to give us courage and grace to do that in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.